Sunday, the 26th of April, 10 a.m. Bit of a long night this morning, but we were a wee bit later into bed last night. Ah, slept soundly last night, with the usual few disturbances, but I considered a very good night's sleep. Feeling good this morning. It is a nice morning. It's mostly big, white, greyish white, puffy big clouds. How's that for a description? None of your cumulus nimbus here. Sun is just about, I think, to reappear. And when it was out, it was beautiful, although I haven't been out the door or inside the house when the sun was out. You could feel the warmth. I suppose it's actually kind of... what's the word? Is it psychosomatic? No. What's the word? Because... No, it doesn't matter. I think it is, even though you can't feel the warmth of the sun. That's what I'm trying to say. Even though you can't feel the warmth of the sun directly, when it's out, you actually feel it. It's like lighting an artificial fire, you know, like an electric fire, a gas fire. It's got those wee flickering artificial flames. Even if there's no heat from it, you feel warmer. You feel cozy. God almighty, what a waffle. But it is cold, the air is cold. I think it must be seeping down from up north. A lovely Sunday morning, quiet. I hear someone brushing all the way over to my right somewhere. But not really. A lot of noise. Wished every morning was like this. As quiet as this is. Sun's out. And we have pigeon call. You know, so used to that here. But way back, oh God, how many years? Over 30 years ago, way over 30 years ago, the first time I ever heard that, or we ever heard that call, first time ever, was when we had our very young family. I think we had only the one or two kids at that time. And we were down at Haggerston Castle in Northumbria. And some of my friends, Sarah and Rick and Adrian, Graham, trying to think who else, Phil might, maybe not. We'll know who I'm talking about. Haggerston Castle. Beautiful holiday park set. It is the ruin of the old castle, a little bit of the ruin. The tower is the only thing that remains, but it was a big estate. And this beautiful big holiday park sitting amongst it. You know, it's gorgeous. Anyway, we were down there, and it was the very first time we stayed in a static caravan in Haggerston. All those years ago, 30 years ago, we were woken the very first morning to that sound. And I just had to get up out of bed and open the door very quietly, not to waken the rest of them. Tiptoe out the door to try and find out what was making that sound. And that's what it was. And it was the first time I ever heard it. Never heard them in this area before. Now I'm so used to it. with pigeons and collared doves calling. And it's a lovely sound, because to me, I may have said this before, that some people may get other, have other birds that signify summer, like the cuckoo. But to me, it's not. It's the call of the wood pigeon, or the call of the collared dove. That signifies summer to me. Yes, I know we're not in summer yet proper, but anyway. That sun is now warming my body. And it's lovely. I think it'll be a lazy day today. When I say lazy, I don't mean I won't be doing anything. What I do mean is we probably won't be going anywhere, unless my wife decides she wants to go somewhere, but I don't think so. She got out of bed earlier than I did this morning, which is a rare occasion, but it's because she wanted to phone her brother in Australia, who had phoned and left a message for us while we were away, and she was trying to catch him, so she finally got him this morning, because they're about 9-10 hours in front of us, so it's, you've got to keep watching your times when you phone. And she doesn't use email or anything, so forget about that. So she's thinking on her brother, who's having more melanomas removed from his legs. He's had so many operations on, even on his face, you know, side of his face, that affected his speech and his eating. He's 71, I believe. But they found these cancerous melanomas in his legs, and having to get those out. So she'd be a bit concerned about that. But I remind her, she's very close to her brother, by the way. I remind her of her own health, to look after herself, and yes, of course, be concerned for her brother. I don't know where I was going with that exactly. Possibly nowhere. I just shunted myself into a siding somehow, I don't know. Anyway, I guess that happens with me pretty often. I think I was talking about having a lazy day and... thinking this morning actually about Adrian Wicks at Turbo Stream, my friend Adrian, whose mum's not keeping very well. She's in hospital. Adrian's obviously very concerned. His mum. So I've got some thoughts on maybe a couple of wee prayers for his mum. Now that I'm back, I'll be going to see my cousin Stephen. Yeah, I won't linger on that at the moment. The sun is out. It's warm. It's warming me up. Beautiful. It's quietish.